swim the world's oceans, great leviathan submarines that they are, were once furry, hoofed animals that roamed the plains south of the Himalayas 53 million years ago, or that chickens and ostriches are the improbable descendants of dinosaurs, or that horses were once small-brained little mammals not much taller than your average cat with a long tail to match, and the Pekingese lapdogs that grace the couches of so many homes around the world can trace their beginnings to the lithe and lethal gray wolves of northern Eurasia. The point is, behind every living thing lies a captivating tale of how the forces of nature and chance transformed them step by genetic step into the creatures they are today. We are no exception. You and I have also come to the present by a circuitous and startling route, and once we were quite different from the way we are now. Theories about our ancestry have been amended often because new discoveries about how we came into existence keep emerging, several times, in fact, while this audiobook was being written. But however it played out in the details, we know this. For every variety of human that has come and gone, including those we think we have identified as our direct predecessors, it has been a punishing 7 million years.